at least I'm being honest. Mistake of me admitting, I swear I'll make it work okay. Cause I don't wanna be without ya.
The fabulous One Last Time from Ariana Grande. Now, I haven't finished talking about otters. I don't think you can do it justice in one little break between tracks. So what else can I tell you about otters? They are the largest members of the weasel family, but unlike other weasels, they are semi-aquatic. And otters range in various species from 2 feet long to 6 feet long. Can you imagine a 6-foot otter? That's a bit crazy, isn't it? But yeah, and also you may have heard that otters hold hands with each other while sleeping. That is true of some species, particularly mothers and pups. They sometimes hold hands while floating on their backs, which helps keep them from drifting away from each other and from their food source while they sleep. They also sleep wrapped in long strands of kelp, like a blanket, which acts like an anchor and prevents them floating out onto the open ocean. Incredible. We talked about owls being called a parliament of owls. I love this. Otter groups are called a family, a bevy, a lodge, or most commonly for land-dwelling otters, a romp. A romp of otters. For water-dwelling otters, the most common word used is a raft. That's brilliant. A raft of otters, a romp of otters. Let's think about that one more time, shall we?
One more time.
Celebration tonight. Celebrate. Don't wait too late. No, you don't stop. You can't stop. We're gonna celebrate one more time. One more time. One more time, a celebration. You know we're gonna do it all right tonight. Hey, just feeling. Music's got me feeling the need. Need, yeah. Come on, alright. We're gonna celebrate one more time. music's got me feeling so free. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate, celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate, celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate, celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate, celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate, celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate, celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate, celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate.
Phoenix FM.
One more time, again, I always say it, how do they come up with the lyrics in that chorus? Incredible. So, I think it's been heavily animal related so far. We've talked about octopuses, owls, and otters in this programme. We've only been going just over an hour, so now I'm going to carry on with animals by talking about ostriches. Yes. I'm excited by ostriches. Did you know their scientific name is Struthio camelus? It's the largest bird in existence, native to Africa. They weigh twice that of an average human and can be up to 2.7 metres tall, over a metre taller than the average human as well. And although flightless, can run at a top speed of around 55 miles an hour. They are fast. And, they have a 10-centimetre claw on each foot. Each foot is only two-toed, but they have a huge claw and can kick with a power that's enough to kill. Incredible. Let's hear from M People while we all come to terms with ostriches.
One night in heaven, one night in heaven. One night in heaven, one night in heaven. Sometimes I get to thinking while you were far away, just how much I miss you and how time it ticks away. So sad that we are fighting, too much tension, too much pain. Sometimes I need reminding before it gets too late. Just one moment in my day. Yeah. Take me up to a place.
One night in heaven.
FM.
One Night in Heaven from M People on this Letter O special. And just like with otters before, I'm not done with ostriches in one gap. Get ready for more info about amazing flightless birds. Males and females have different coloured feathers. Males sport black feathers with a white tail. Females are mostly brown. And they are excellent at spotting potential predators from far away. If danger gets too close, ostriches will often lie low to hide and stretch their long necks along the ground, which is where the colours of their feathers help blend in with the sandy soil of the savannah. Ostriches are mainly vegetarian, eating roots, leaves, flowers and seeds, but they will also eat insects, lizards and other small creatures. They often live close to wildebeest, antelopes and zebras, and they all help each other. Those grazing animals stir up insects and rodents for ostriches to eat, and the ostriches help alert the grazing animals to dangers such as approaching lions. So we've had a parliament of owls, a romp of otters, and far less excitingly, you also get herds of ostriches, often made up of around 12 individuals. And there we go. Ostrich eggs can be 15 centimetres long and weigh up to 1.5 kilos. Completely incredible. I like to hear about ostriches. I'm sure you do too, but that's where the fun ends. We're going to hear about other things from now on, and musically, we're going to think about One Night Only. Now then, on this Letter O special, I'm going to talk to you about something you may not have expected me to talk about during this show, but here we go. The onesie. Yes, we're all very familiar with them. Everyone's worn one at some point, felt quite snug in them, I'm sure. had them have to be fashionably exciting and look incredible, but the history of the onesie may date back further than you think. Pajamas were first introduced to Britain in the 17th century. It was a very short-lived fashion trend, but made their return in the late 1800s. Various retailers had started selling tops and bottoms as one, which were not the onesies we know today, but rather an early version. Increasing number of people started wearing loungewear, and by the 1930s, sleepwear had become hugely popular. And then the famous entrepreneur and musician Steve Paul brought up this new trend, got it familiar when he had featured himself wearing this garment during his rock band performance and shows. He started his company Jumpin' Jammers as the first vendor worldwide supplying an adult onesie. And it was even revealed Winston Churchill started wearing them because of how comfortable they were, which made the general public think much better of them rather than novelty. It was thought of a bit more seriously. So who'd have thought back in Winston Churchill's time and dating back to 1800s even, the onesie. Here's Joan Osborne.
What if God was Phoenix FM.
That was the fabulous One of Us by Joan Osborne. It's the Letter O special, still on the show, that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. Thanks for being here. Very glad to have your company. And to tell you about things that also begin with the letter O in between the tracks. So here we go. Are you ready to learn about obsidian? Those of you that already know, well done. Obsidian is formed from volcanic eruptions, and many people think it's a stone or a rock, but it is actually a glass, black in colour, and was an ancient trade good. Use in artifacts dates back to the dawn of humanity. While flint is known best to many people, obsidian is a superior material for tools in almost every way. And there are many varieties of obsidian. Most of us think of it as a black stone, but you can also get snowflake obsidian, which has little white flecks all over it. Golden silver sheen obsidian, that's golden or silver sheen obsidian. Obviously, it's all in the description there. That type has a golden or silver sheen. And you can get mahogany obsidian, which has a sort of deep red, almost woodeny colour. So yeah, quite incredible. And plenty of people will try and sell you fake obsidian. It has a sort of, you know, opportunity for people to do that. But yeah, quite an incredible material, often used in precious gems, etc. Obsidian. And I think all we can do now is ask what happens if you take things one step at a time. Here's Jordan Sparks.
Just can't touch. You wanna show the world, but no one knows your name.
Mix FM.
Not many tracks begin and end with footsteps. In fact, could that be the only one? I doubt it, but there you go. Jordan Sparks, One Step at a Time. Fabulous stuff. Now, what else can I talk to you about that begins with the letter O? Well, the Gallagher brothers don't begin with the letter O, but of course they were in the band Oasis. I can now talk to you about Oasis, but not the band. We probably all know and have heard enough about the band Oasis over the years. What about the area made fertile by a source of fresh water in an otherwise dry and arid region? Yes, of course, I'm talking about an oasis that occurs near deserts, or in deserts even. Oases are irrigated by natural springs or other underground water sources and vary in size from a cluster of date palm trees around a well or a spring to a city and its irrigated cropland. Did you know? See, we often picture an oasis as a kind of giant lake in some sort of desert. You don't think about things that would grow around it. Things like dates, cotton, olives, appropriate for a letter O special, figs, citrus fruits, wheat and corn are common oasis crops. And underground water sources called aquifers supply most oases. There we go. So next time you're in a desert and you happen upon a body of water, feel privileged to listen to this show and you know slightly more about it. And I think now we're going to hand over to Katy Perry, who doesn't talk about oases, but talks about someone that got away.
Summer after high school, when we first met, we make out in your Mustang to Radiohead. And on my 18th birthday, we got matching tattoos. Used to steal your parents' liquor and climb to the roof. Talk about a future like we had. Never planned that one day I'd be losing you.
FM.
That was Katy Perry there, and The One That Got Away. So, what are we going to talk about now that begins with the letter O? Well, I feel duty-bound in an O special to at some point talk to you about origami. Yes. Please, everyone, calm down. I know you've got incredibly excited. We've all done some kind of paper folding at some point in our lives, and in recent times I've made frogs and rabbits, and it's been quite therapeutic, I suppose. But what do we know about origami? What can we learn about origami? Well, obviously originated in Japan, but was brought there by Buddhist monks, actually, from China, and was used by medieval samurai as a concentration technique before battle, and in recent times has even inspired characteristics for future spaceships that could take us to other galaxies. Yes, people often make cranes in origami. You can make bats, you can make dragons. There is no shape that can't be recreated. A student from Ohio in the US holds the world record for the most origami birds. 30,000 of them. All identical. Incredible. The biggest origami of all time in Japan is also a bird. It's 86 meters tall and was made by 800 people. Absolutely incredible. So yeah, I think a lot of people are excited by origami. The first ever origami tutorial comes from a book in the 18th century found in Japan. So amazing. Here's Jess Glynn.
Catch me when I'm weightless. Hold me close before the crazy come. Until you're done with running, I'll be patient. Cause I know you'll be there. And I never had a plan for this. Everything is what it is. You never hold me back in anything. You didn't even have to try. I made up my mind.
Touch. You take me there without your love. We
XFM.
So Jess Glynn there with One Touch. It's the show that goes like this, Letter O Special. I'm Ben Simmons, you're listening to Phoenix FM. Thanks as ever for doing just that. Truly wonderful of you. Talking to you about things that begin with the letter O and playing tracks that begin with the letter O as well. So what am I talking about now? Well, I'm talking about The Orchard. Not a theatre in Dartford, the town I grew up in. Well, it is, but that's not what I'm talking to you about. That theatre was founded in 1982. Otherwise, orchards, of course, are intentional plantations of trees or shrubs maintained for food production. And orchards comprise fruit or nut-producing trees that are generally grown for commercial reasons. Orchards are also sometimes a feature of large gardens where they serve an aesthetic as well as productive purpose. So, there we go. If you wanted a dictionary definition of an orchard, you've now got one. An intentional plantation of trees or shrubs maintained for food production. Fabulous stuff. While we're talking about orchards, I feel we should also talk about apples and possibly record-breaking apples. So I don't know which orchard it came from, but I think it was grown in Japan. I wonder if anyone's ever made an origami apple. I expect they have somewhere. But the biggest apple in the world weighed a record-breaking 4 pounds and 1 ounce. It takes 3 cooking apples to make 1 pound, so for one apple to weigh 4 pounds is utterly ridiculous. And it was a hybrid of two large varieties, Crispin and Fuji. There we go. I wonder if Paloma Faith has ever eaten an apple.
Love can hurt like this.
Phoenix FM.
That was Paloma Faith there, knowing only love can hurt like this. It's Phoenix FM, it's the show that goes like this. So, what else begins with the letter O that I can talk to you about right now? How about something that doesn't sound like it begins with the letter O when you say it, but I'm going to say it. The esophagus. Yes. I bet you didn't expect me to talk about this today. It's spelled O-E-S-O-P-H-A-G-U-S, the esophagus, and is a hollow muscular tube that connects the throat to the stomach, and it lies behind the trachea and in front of the spine. In adults, the esophagus is usually around 25 to 33 centimetres long, that's 10 to 13 inches, and about 3/4 inch or 2 centimetres across at its smallest point. So I'm guessing when you get that feeling that something's gone down the wrong way and you start choking, it's because food or liquid has missed part of the esophagus and gone into your windpipe, and you've got to cough it back up your windpipe, back down the esophagus. And incredibly, it takes almost 7 seconds for food to reach from the throat to the stomach via the esophagus. There we go. Esophagus, quite important, I would suggest. And I didn't expect to be talking about the esophagus when I began this program today, but that is the beauty of the show that goes like this here on Phoenix FM. We can talk about anything, and we've already talked about many things beginning with the letter O tonight, today, or whenever you're listening. Now, here's Enya, who know all about Orinoco Flow.
Let me reach you.
Mix FM.
Well, on this Letter O special so far, we've talked about a lot of foods, we've talked about a lot of animals, we've talked about things that come out of the earth. What we haven't talked about so far, musical instruments. I wonder what you're thinking of, musical instruments that begin with the letter O. Yes, I'd like to talk to you about the oboe. How exciting. Clearly a member of the woodwind family. Is it just a large version of a recorder or flute? Possibly, but a little bit more involved than that, many oboists would say. A long, slender wooden tube can be made out of other substances, widening out into a bell shape at the end, with metal keys attached, which are operated by the musician's fingers to open and close holes along the length of the tube. So similar to a recorder or flute in that respect, but a standard oboe is 2 feet long. And an oboe uses a double reed, two pieces of wood that look like a flattened straw. Two pieces of wood are tied together with string around a small metal tube, and that forms the oboe's mouthpiece, which is inserted at the top end of the instrument. So the oboist plays it by blowing air into the double reed, which causes the two reeds to vibrate against each other, creating a sound. And most orchestras contain 2 to 4 oboes. And it was probably invented in the French court in the 17th century, where it was called an hautbois, H-O-U-T-B-O-I-S, hautbois. So it means high wood or loud wood. Those are the origins of the oboe. I think that's extremely exciting. And to celebrate that, let's have a dancey track as our penultimate track tonight, Out of Touch. That was Uniting Nations with Out of Touch, And it's almost time to bring this show to a close for you tonight. One final track to play us out in a couple of minutes. And can you guess what's coming? Have you predicted anything that's been featured so far? However you've got involved with the show tonight, thank you so much for tuning in and listening. Hope you've enjoyed being here. I've enjoyed bringing it to you. And there'll be plenty more to carry on with next week as well. So don't forget, Tuesday at 6 o'clock, the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM. And keep with the station after me as well. Always amazing stuff coming up on a Tuesday night and every day of the week on this fantastic radio station. So what's happened in the last couple of hours? A letter O alphabet special. Great tracks that begin with the letter O, interspersed with facts about things that also begin with the letter O. Who'd have thought we'd have learnt about octopuses / octopi, owls with their incredible rotating heads, the fact that you can rhyme something with orange, namely sporange, as well as other things. We've heard about record-breaking omelettes, we've heard about olives, we've heard about ovens, and that temperature gauges are occasionally wrong. We've learnt about oxygen, in case you didn't know you breathe it. We've learnt about oat milk, and it's got a lot of fibre in it. We've learnt about onions. Apparently, if you eat parsley, it can neutralise the smell of onions on your breath. We've learned about otters, ostriches. We've learned about the onesie. We've learned about the excitement of obsidian, the glory of being in a desert and finding an oasis. And then we've also learned about origami, orchards, the esophagus, and last but of course not least, the oboe. And I, for one, am off to join an orchestra and take up one of the 2 to 4 oboe spots in it very, very shortly. So, as I say, I hope you've enjoyed listening to this programme. Thank you so much for sharing part of your week with me here on the old Phoenix FM airwaves. I now need a song to play us out, and in a show that's featured all kinds of tracks beginning with the letter O, what on earth? What's that? I'm nearly talking about a hearse. That doesn't begin with a letter O, and I don't want to talk about a hearse anyway. What on earth? Not what on earth. Oh, dear. What on earth could I possibly finish with to top off the lot? Well, as you know, I am partial to a bit of a 90s throwback occasionally on this programme. Tonight is no different. So to play us out with Ooh Ah Just a Little Bit, the rather fabulous Gina G. See you soon.
on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.